What if I wrote letters to notorious criminals in jail and never mentioned their crimes? And what if I became their pen pal? Get it? Pen pal? Each episode of Prison Sentences focuses on one criminal, the letter I wrote to them, and the one I got back in return. In other words, a prisoner sentenced to life writing someone who needs to get a life. God, I am so funny, yet so sad. Prison Sentences, where my humor is the real crime. Gerald Friend has one of the friendliest names. Whenever I call you friend, well, for a rapist and a kidnapper, that is. In 1980, Gerald Friend was paroled for the 1960 abduction and rape of a 12-year-old. 7 years later, he then abducted a 14-year-old girl after a rock concert. He raped and tortured her. Thankfully, she escaped, went to the police, and gave a description of her attacker. A day later, Gerald Friend was stopped for a traffic violation and arrested when authorities recognized him. I wonder if one officer turned to the other and said, "Well, you've got a friend."
You've got a friend.
Gerald Friend was convicted of first-degree kidnapping and rape. In addition to the 75-year sentence, he was ordered to serve the remainder of his 1960 sentence. Gerald Friend is currently incarcerated at the Stafford Creek Correctional Facility in Washington State. This particular crime has become part of pop culture when songwriter Kurt Cobain had read about it in a newspaper, and it became the inspiration for the Nirvana song, Polly.
Polly wants a cracker. Maybe she would like some food.
The kidnapping was the inspiration for the Nirvana song? Really? Well, then that's the reason to write Gerald a letter. Hello, Mr. Friend. I hope that you're okay with me writing you a letter. I was wondering if you have ever listened to the band Nirvana's music. What kind of music do you like? Who are your favorite singers? I'm curious as to what your musical tastes are. Thank you for your time, and I look forward to hearing back. And guess what? Gerald Friend wrote me back. Hi there. Just a short note to say that I received your very interesting letter, and I want to thank you. Yes, I have heard the song that Nirvana wrote. In fact, I have a copy of it on my recorder. But it makes me mad every time I listen to it. But this is a whole other story that I won't get into right now. So let me introduce myself and tell you a bit about myself. I'm 85 years young, been in prison most of my life. I was born and raised on a farm here in Washington State. So that's me in a nutshell. Most of my family has passed away. I'm not much into the music theme, as right now I only have a few albums on my recorder. We can only turn my TV on a few times a week, as right now I'm trying my darndest to get back into my reading, as I had to stop a few years ago as they operated on my eyes. But I keep a positive outlook on life. Your friend, Gerald Friend. Well, wasn't that a friendly letter?
You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend, you ain't never had a friend, never had a friend, you ain't never had a friend.
Well, that puts another episode of Prison Sentences under lock and key. Keep listening every week, as you never know who my pen pal will be. God, I'm funny. Prison Sentences, where my humor is the real crime.